I received an email, it's probably a couple of years ago now. It was entitled, "Catholics Fight to Prove That Dogs Have a Soul." Any of you received that email? It's kind of a surprise for me. The email was a series of photographs lined up in succession. First photo shows a signboard, or as we Unitarian Universalists like to call it, a wayside pulpit. You gotta love us. So here is this wayside pulpit, and at the very top in big letters it reads, "Our Lady of the Martyrs Catholic Church." And underneath, spelled out in somewhat smaller letters, you know those bendy kind of letters, kind of like our hymn sign, it reads, "Dogs Go to Heaven." And that's all it said. Dogs go to heaven. Great news for dogs, but what about cats? You see, my parents were Catholic. I was raised Catholic, as my entire family was raised Catholic. And never once was I taught that dogs go to heaven. But I believe it is the real good news of the Catholic Church. Dogs go to heaven. I could have just stopped there. It was all good. Been happy. But directly below that photograph was another photograph. What seems to be from the neighboring church, the Beulah Cumberland Presbyterian Church. And on their wayside pulpit, they spelled out in slightly bigger letters, "Only humans go to heaven, read the Bible." I'll admit, us Catholics, we're not big into reading the Bible, but clearly the gauntlet had been thrown down. What was going to ensue? Being a good Unitarian Universalist, I settled into my seat looking forward to the forthcoming signboard theological debate. Do animals have the ability to have a soul? As much as any of us might have that ability. Of course, there was another photo, and actually maybe exactly how I would have chosen to respond. And again, it comes from the Catholic Church and retorts, "God loves all of his creatures, dogs included." Okay, those Catholics are treading dangerously towards universalism, I thought. Made me giddy to think of the then Pope Benedict getting all up in arms at the thought that the theological debate was happening at all. But of course, the new Pope, Pope Francis, would certainly embrace such a stance, that dogs and cats do have, in fact, souls, as would his predecessor, St. Francis, whose birthday is celebrated this week, and thus is why this blessing occurs. Could the Presbyterians leave the debate alone? Of course not. Their next signboard response, "Dogs do not have souls. This is not open for debate." I love the certainty of the Presbyterians. But being Unitarian Universalist, I just cannot even imagine something that is not open for debate. The whole idea just makes me itchy. We can't talk about this? Come on. But add that to the idea that dogs or any of the goddesses' creations could possibly be considered less than, and well, I just get all indignant about it. And for once in my life, I found myself siding with the Catholic Church. Who knew? My mother would have been proud. Where the Presbyterians are certain, the Catholics have some kind of tenacity, always wanting to have the last word. Their spelled out response was actually brilliant, filled with good humor. Okay, fine. Catholic dogs go to heaven. Presbyterian dogs can talk to their pastor. The Presbyterians not at all humored. At all. Not even close. Retort, converting to Catholicism does not magically grant your dog a soul. Can you imagine this going on back and forth in Sudbury? I think that would be hysterical. Being a minister myself, I can only imagine the week the Presbyterian pastor had. Spending far too much responding to questions about animals having souls and conversion. The Catholics keep with the program and they share a special offer on their next signboard. Free dog souls with every conversion. The Presbyterians should have just quit at this point, but they couldn't leave it alone and spelled out in those big letters all for all the world to see, dogs are animals. There are not any rocks in heaven either. Dogs are animals. There are not any rocks in heaven either. At this point, I know that the Catholics are just being oppositional as they come back with four little words that ends the debate completely and proves what universalists they really are at heart. Rocks go to heaven. Rocks go to heaven. Now, I had to play with the idea a little bit, to tell you the truth. Couldn't stay away from it. I tried. Now, if we were in the neighborhood of Our Lady of the Martyrs Catholic Church, I would have been very tempted, as a Unitarian Universalist, to take this just a little bit further with a slight twist and a call for action at the end. And it's a little bit longer, of course. I am a Unitarian Universalist minister. We human beings create heaven or hell on earth, so clean up the poo. Let me just say this to end the theological wayside pulpit debate, to my liking. If humans have souls, which has not yet been proven, then so does everything else that responds to its environment. Of course, this is just in my humble opinion, you understand, but I believe that everything that evolves in relation to its environment has something within it that resonates with the universe, with other entities, thus enabling it to evolve in relation to its surroundings. Therefore, that entity, whether it be a rock or a tree or a bush or a cat, dog, ferret, whatever, that entity is a primary player in the universal realm. Some would say that if an entity is conscious and then can love, that is what is the defining characteristic of whether that entity has a soul or not. But remember that is based on our humankind's perceptions, communication standards, and definitions. We don't take anybody else into consideration when we think about this. Per the online webzine Live Science, it is said that even the average dog, and Biscuit, we know you're not average, has the mental abilities of a 2-year-old. The finding is based on a language development test revealing average dogs can learn 165 words, similar to a 2-year-old, including signals and gestures, and dogs in the top 20% in intelligence can learn up to 250 words. And the smartest dogs, border collies, poodles, and German shepherds, in that order, says Stanley Corin, a canine expert and professor emeritus at the University of British Columbia, those breeds have been created recently compared with other dog breeds, and maybe smarter in part because we've trained and bred them to be so, Corin said. The dogs at the top of the pack are on par with a 2.5-year-old, while dogs ranking with the 2-year-olds in language, they would trump 3- or 4-year-old in basic arithmetic. You gave him one. I get one. You gave him one. I get one. The social life of dogs is much more complex. Think about it. The social lives of dogs are much more complex, much more like teenagers. Sorry, guys. They're interested in who is moving up in the pack, who is hanging out with whom, and what exactly they're doing. This month, as we wonder about how we are interconnected with one another, our planet, and the universe, we will also try to understand how our individual perceptions, color our ability to be open to relating with one another. I'm not saying that dog people are superior to cat people. I'm not saying that. Or ferret people, or snake people, or spider people, or hamster people for that matter. But I am saying that the animals that we choose to be our companions in life may in fact reflect on our chosen communication preference. Think about it. Does one want a clingy, needy, and slightly insane labradoodle puppy, such as my dog Cedar? Or do we want a somewhat confident and aloof but loving 65-pound standard white poodle, such as my dog Stoven? What does it say about me? Shut up, let her talk. I don't know. It's very confusing. In talking about what animals reflect about their owners, my mother liked yellow canaries. She always had a yellow canary. She said she liked the way they sang. She and my father also smoked like chimneys. So I often wonder if that bird held a place in our home like the canary in the coal mine. What do all the relationships around us say about who we are, even the non-human ones? As we enter into this month of interconnection, let us be mindful of how we relate to one another and our planet and what that says about who we are in the world. Let us think about what is important to us and what is not, and really wonder if we are, each one of us, truly committed to creating heaven or hell on Earth. Then why don't we do it? It's up to us, after all. For this we pray, blessed be. Amen.